Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the postal crisis ripples across the nation as the election looms, says the New York Times. Pelosi to recall House for Postal Service vote, and state officials rush to shore up confidence in the November election because of this. What now is a crisis, as you told me, we're seeing polls now tightening between Biden and Trump.
That's right. The CNN poll shows a 5-point difference as opposed to 10 points or more in some of these polls for Biden. So it is quickening, and obviously that's where the most mischief can be done when you have a close race and you take every advantage, if you're Trump, that you possibly can. Now he knows the more people who vote, the worse his chances. Since people are voting by mail, the idea is you put in a hack to be your postmaster general. The hack begins to do things which will prevent people from getting mail. David, I was expecting some mail from the station to Great Barrington, and I've had several other things that have come on time. This particular piece of mail came 3 weeks late. So what I'm suggesting to you is that there is a terrible, terrible way of doing business here to load an election, and that's what Trump is doing. The whole idea is make sure that people cannot vote because the mail is not amenable to it, and that's what's happening. But the American people really do love their post office. They may, for want of a better word, bitch about it. But the fact is that they love it and they depend on it and they always have. When you talk about people getting their medicines through the mail and how important it is, the idea that somebody would fool with an election by decapitating the post office is just absurd. But apparently that's what's going on. Nancy Pelosi, being smart, decides that what's going to happen is I'm going to bring the Congress back and we're going to put a magnifying glass on this. Once again, that will leave the senators in a position, especially those Republican senators who are trying to hold on to their seats of either voting with Trump, which they are likely to do, or voting to keep the post office open. If the House of Representatives pass a bill, off it goes to the Senate, and the Senate will then be on the spot. Pelosi is smart to do it. Politically, she's smart, and because it's right.
Will it have any impact? I mean, you have the figure I saw, 75% are thought to be going to vote by absentee ballot. I mean, do you start encouraging people safely to go to the polls?
I think that there will be those in competitive states. New York is not one of them. Massachusetts is not one of them. Although there are certainly down ballot races that will be decided by turnout and other things. But in some of those states, for example, Florida, which has often been the home of great electoral mischief, is one of those states. And we will see other places having the same kinds of decisions to make. Look, Trump is pretty obvious about it. He doesn't want the mail. He doesn't want it to work that way. He doesn't like vote by mail. He votes by mail. He says absentee ballots, which they are not, are different from voting by mail ballots, regular voting. It's absurd, of course, but he's saying it. He's, I believe, malicious, and he's going to get away with it if he can.
Tonight is the start of the Democratic Convention, Alan. The Democratic Party will convene sort of amid a pandemic that has upended the usual pomp and circumstances. Monday's session will be the first night of four when Democrats meet online and broadcast to voters 2 hours of live and pre-taped programming. Up to speak, Bernie Sanders, Michelle Obama, Republican John Kasich also expected to speak, and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, like his father, now speaking at the Democratic Convention tonight, headlining the first night in prime time.
Well, look, the Democrats have a lot of good people that they can show off. It's my understanding that AOC herself will be doing a minute or so. What they're trying to do is show unity and get everybody behind this thing. Cuomo, of course, deserves it. He became a star during this entire time when Trump had monopolized the airwaves. CNN and others put Cuomo on, and he made quite an impression. So it makes sense to use him as a major voice to convince people to vote their way. Democrats will probably get a bump in their numbers. Along will come the Republicans, and they will get a bump in their numbers, and we are off to the races. The idea for the Democrats, however, is to show unity. That's why Bernie Sanders is so important. Because if the Sanders voters, as happened in the past, decide that their guy didn't win and therefore they're not going to vote, no matter what the consequences in terms of reelecting Trump, it would be a bad thing for the Democrats. So Sanders will be prominently featured, and there's a reason for that. They want to make sure the message is out. Everybody's got to vote.
U.S. coronavirus forecasts offer somber outlook. The pandemic that is affecting everything else we do. Death toll seen surpassing 180,000 and possibly reaching 200,000 by September 5th. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued this somber prediction. I see side by side with that this headline, fearing a twindemic. Health experts push urgently for flu shots. Obviously, we've got a pandemic and we're getting closer to flu season every day.
Well, look, you obey the rules. I myself try to do what's right. You know, I walk several miles every day. I try to eat right, and I certainly will get a flu shot, as I always have. There will be those people who say, I don't need it, I don't believe it, and they put themselves at risk. You got to do what the stats tell you will be helpful. And people are right to worry about this, because 180,000 people dead, just think of that. You know, some of our major crises, the World Trade Center and other things, a few thousand. Now we're talking about 180,000. And you would think that since it's clear that Trump himself is largely responsible for the United States not having prepared correctly, I'm not saying you can stop it, but he did get up there and say we weren't going to experience it here. And he has poo-pooed the testing and everything else all along, and the masks. So now we have to live with this. And I have to say, it would seem to me that an awful lot of Americans would understand where the blame lay in all of this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.